What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
Hello and welcome to Castaway Cassettes. I'm your host, Flora. Castaway Cassettes is a weekly show here on URN where we have different guests explain their lives through six tracks. Our guests come from varied backgrounds, from professors to students, who all shape the music scene here at Nottingham University. This week's guest is Sadiq. Sadiq is a presenter, especially of the Honest Playlist here on URN, as well as a presenter at Westside FM. He's also a music producer at STH and a music journalist for Link Up TV. Welcome, Sadiq. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm good, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to start off straight away with your first track, which is a song that made you appreciate music more deeply.
Yeah.
Would you like to intro this track a bit?
For sure. Mm. Okay, so I might get kind of nerdy with it, but so basically the song is Chidjo Moses, Be Your Girl, Keishonad remix. So I'm a producer, so one of the things that got me into producing was Keishonad, who's a... He's a Canadian producer who basically makes him the way he like merges house music and soul and dance, and just the way he combines that and makes it like something that, I don't know, it's just something different. And I feel like it, not only did this song in particular inspire me to want to get into production in particular, but it kind of made me realize like just the beauty of how genres can be merged in together, like actually practically, and regardless of what you listen to, you can actually relate to his stuff, and you can kind of get, anyone can get pieces of what they want or what they enjoy through his music. So yeah, this song, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, and just so for the listeners to kind of really understand what you're kind of feeling here, what would you say the mixture of the two genres are in this song?
Soul and house, like maybe like 90s French house and like neo soul. Tidjo Moses is a soul artist, so like R&B soul, but then he mixes like the 90s inspired like house music, but at the same time it's kind of hip-hoppy as well. You get the vibe when you listen to it. Yeah.
All right. So now let's listen to Be Your Girl by how do you pronounce her name again?
Keishonad.
Visions of you and I.
This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, sweet. So that was Be Your Girl. And so what made you... is there a memory that you have connected to this song? You remember listening to it for the first time?
Yeah, I did. So I used to be a really big SoundCloud person. Like, I used to listen to a lot of stuff there. I found... Because like, I feel like... So this is like... When was this? My GCSEs. So how many years ago was that? Maybe like a few years ago. But I remember stressing over the my GCSE exams and like... I didn't know really, even this whole thing about university and stuff, not university, I might say university, but sixth form and stuff and what I wanted to do and with my life and stuff. But then I came across this song and I don't know what it was. It wasn't necessarily the lyrics or it was just the whole vibe of it. Because during that time, a lot of my friends, funnily enough, were listening to a lot of like house music. So like Calvin Harris, Swedish House Mafia, Daft Punk, which are really big, really big fans of. And I kind of got a little bored of it. I don't know, it just kind of got a little too much repetitive and I was like, yo, I need to listen to something else. So I just went on SoundCloud, just looking around and stuff. And then I came across Kechonada and his works and how his thing is like he likes remaking or remixing classics or just any track really. So he would get like an old Busta Rhymes track and completely remake it into like his own thing. And his signature, as you can tell from the song, is bass lines. So like he doesn't really use 808 basses, which is traditional for hip hop music, but he kind of uses like synthesized bass lines and stuff, which kind of reminded me of Daft Punk stuff. So I just liked how he did that. And then of course the soulful elements that he uses. So he always tends to, I like his choice of like female vocalists that he mixes and samples. So I just, yeah, just kind of got into it really.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love that you said that you found it out through SoundCloud. Like, yeah. It was like kind of old school, yeah, man. Spotify vibes that we had back then.
Yeah, literally. SoundCloud, I loved it back in the day. It was actually, yeah.
So would you say that's the kind of time where your music taste changed a lot, that suddenly you were kind of more into this soulful side?
Yeah, for sure. Because that's kind of when I found this whole, I don't know, when I started getting to SoundCloud really, it's where I started, just you just see the amount of creativity and like just freedom that people kind of make, like anyone, people just make anything. And I really liked like Selection. I don't know if you know Selection. There's a collective like of contemporary experimental R&B stuff they make, they really make, and I really liked what they were doing. And I kind of got into that, and especially during the time, that time of my life, of course, it's kind of like figuring yourself out and stuff, and it just kind of worked. It kind of gave it just gave me like a vibe to it, so I really enjoyed it. So I was like, yo, why not, let me just, that of course subsequently inspired me to start producing myself. And yeah.
And so you said you kind of found it out through SoundCloud,
right?
But were your friends that were around you listening to the same stuff?
No, I've never, the funny thing is I've never really, except maybe some older friends, I've never really, no friend has ever taught me a song. It's always, I'm always the one who just kind of goes out and find my own stuff, always. Yeah. Like I've always had phases, but even like when I used to really be into like Daft Punk, or I used to be into like Justice and stuff, like that really experimental, that was all me, because all my friends were listening to either house or hip hop or drill or grime. But that's another thing, grime in particular, that's another thing that I kind of really got into. But then when I got into SoundCloud, I kind of just found like, just these different sounds that people were making from their bedrooms that really inspired me to like, yo, this is actually pretty sick.
So how do you find your new music now?
I always say this and it's kind of cliche, yeah, but music just comes to me. I don't really go out and look for music. I know it's I can see your face, but literally it's like every day. Okay, of course Spotify, I love how Spotify, the just the user interface is amazing, like how you literally, the suggestions and recommendations of songs that you listen to come up. But yeah, YouTube, I'm still on SoundCloud, a lot of like old like forums, like music forums, like Living Electro or like newhiphop.com. I still go on those like kind of old websites, even if they're still active, Reddit, just these weird places. And you just find like, because I like, or even like, for example, right now I've really been into, who was it, like Daniel Caesar, for example, that whole new wave of like traditional but contemporary R&B. I kind of got that through like tiny room studios and stuff, and like just so many different like little niche blogs and websites and stuff. But yeah, kind of everywhere.
I do find it so cool that so many of our guests do find stuff through like SoundCloud and Reddit and stuff like that, because it gives you more of a niche,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's absolutely. The thing, that's the thing. And I think also like how radio does it is in the sense that a lot of songs that blow up on radio, or a lot of them, especially the later ones, they come from website online nowadays. Like all these songs, like even something like Barking, for example, like Rams, back in the, when Rams came out, that song was not even, it came from somewhere like Link Up TV, and then it bubbled there, and then of course it got a reach. I feel like the internet has become like funnily enough, that's where now people are getting their inspirations from compared to the radio. So yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so now we're going to move on to your next track. And this is a song that you prefer the remix of. And the song you've chosen is The Weeknd by SZA and Calvin Harris.
Yeah, how did I forget that? Yeah, The Weeknd. So, okay, before SZA, Calvin Harris is someone that I really looked up to growing up. I really enjoyed, like, especially like his older stuff, his Acceptable in the 80s stuff, and of course going into Feel So Close and all that kind of stuff. I really liked how he brought like deep house to the mainstream at one point, and then of course he's constantly evolved his sound. But I just liked how he changed it, because SZA is someone I really like, and how he completely flipped the original, like he gave it some sort of like different like vibe. I really enjoyed it. So
sweet. All right, now let's listen to that vibe.
Yeah, sure.
With The Weeknd by SZA and Calvin Harris. Enjoy.
You say you got a girl, how you want me? How you want me when you got a girl? The feeling is reckless, of knowing it's selfish, knowing I'm desperate, getting on in and love, falling all over love. I do it till it's last, hanging on the back, all of me you last. Like, is you coming home? Is you out with her? I don't care long as you here by 10:30, no later than.
That everyone needs to hear, or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget. On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
Welcome back to Castaway Cassettes. It's your weekly interview show where we talk with different guests about six tracks that kind of explain through their lives. So the song that we just listened to is a remix of The Weeknd by SZA, and the remix is by Calvin Harris.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Sadiq, you chose this. What do you think makes a good remix?
Not be going too far from the original song, but just giving like new life to it. I feel like sometimes when people make remixes, they kind of deviate or add too much to the original song, and it kind of loses the essence of it. So even though the original song was kind of like a experimental R&B slowed down kind of vibe, because of course the song is about being cheated on, so she's kind of like trying to, you know, but then Calvin Harris kind of brought this house funky vibe to it, because it's called Funk Wave Edit. So it kind of just completely breathed new life into it, but it kept the same principle, and it wasn't too I don't know, it just kind of just gave it some new life. But yeah, I really liked how he did it.
So how do you think you can breathe a new life into a song? You know, how do you do a really good remix, basically, is my question.
I think first and foremost, I think it's okay in regards to like the technical elements of it, you have to, it really depends on the vocals and how the vocals kind of flow. So SZA, for example, how she tends to sound, she's very traditional with how she sings, like her, but then how Calvin edited it, he just sped it up really and just kind of gave it like a different take by, of course, the bass line and the riff guitars and the snares and the claps and stuff. But I think really and truly is just giving your own take on it, but not deviating too much from where it originally was. So yeah, of course, keeping into the theme. So if the song is about something, okay, even though it's completely different, he kind of made it happy even though it was a sad song really and truly. But just kind of, you know, just giving it a different take really. But yeah, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's hard because it's all that balancing act of trying to keep the old song but adding something new to it.
Right.
I think that can make it really tough, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to completely scrap and you're kind of wanting to lift up another person's song.
100%.
I think that can come with a bit of criticism that you're actually not being creative enough. And I think that's a big criticism of covers and remixes, is that they're not actually creative. What would you say about that?
I think, in this case, can he just use the vocals and he completely changed the whole instrumental? That kind of gives him the creativity element of that. I wouldn't really take that away from him, because I get what you mean, especially like in maybe like electronic music where artists just maybe take the original melody or the original synths and then now build something from that. I can understand why, let's say, a diehard listener of SZA would be like, oh, why is he doing that? He's tarnished it. But by him kind of completely stripping the song down and then now building something new from it, that kind of gives him like, and of course, you know, not doing too much with it, even though the song is very slum, it's very simple. The elements that he adds to it, like the bass guitar, the riff, the hi-hats, the percussions, it kind of like just complements the vocals itself. I'm going really technical with it, but yeah, basically.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like along the same kind of lines of criticizing remixes for not being creative enough, I feel like there's that same kind of criticism around sampling of songs, that they're not actually using their own beats or whatever.
Right.
How do you feel about sampling?
I think sampling is like painting a picture with just tools that has already been made. Like, I think it's playing an instrument, essentially. It's just basically getting something that's been done that you appreciate and then making something. I think that's what music is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be, it's okay, people always assume that just because you make something from scratch you have to be an artist, or because you make something from scratch that makes you an artist. But I feel like by you seeing something in something else that you really enjoy, I like that little riff there, I like that vocal chop, and making something completely different around that, I think that's more creative than picking up an instrument. Because a lot of people, of course, are not really trained classically in instruments, and maybe they get discouraged by that. But then by them, like, I know, for example, another person that I really was inspired by was Jay Dilla, for example. He's a old beat maker, and his kind of thing was that he would chop up samples of like classical music and make hip-hop beats from it. And he kind of made his own genre from that, just based by doing that. So I feel like, I think of course the what do you call them, traditionalists would really be against it, and they'll have something to say about it. But I feel that I think sampling is the future.
And I feel like I'm about to sound super pretentious here, but I'm just going to lean right into it. I feel like it's really similar to the, you know, art world,
right,
of people criticizing, you know, found art, or when they take objects and make something out of it.
Yeah.
They're not making it from scratch. But actually that taking it from it makes it a whole new art piece.
Exactly.
I feel like it's the same with sampling, right?
It should be.
You are just taking something you appreciate and moving it a bit and making something completely new, and that's really cool.
100%.
I'm sure as a music producer yourself, you totally have to agree with that.
Literally, 100%. There was a TED talk that Mark Ronson did, about sampling, the art of sampling. And I think he really like breaks down not only how it came to be and why people did it, but just how it's done everywhere and it's revolutionized music and in general. It kind of like makes people go back and appreciate older sounds that were in the past that could have completely been lost. But then because they were remade and resampled, someone can listen to that and be like, yo, that sounds amazing. What was the original sample? And then find a whole catalog of music.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's move on to your next one, which is kind of along the same lines of catalog of music.
Yeah.
So the next song, we gave you the prompt of an artist who is no longer alive.
Yeah.
Do you mind introducing the song?
Yes. This is Tupac's Do For Love. This song in particular, I really feel is just, I don't know, it's just a song that I remember hearing when I was younger, in the car, like going back home from school, and just, my mum was like, oh, she doesn't like Tupac. She never liked Tupac. But then, it's not that I liked in particular. I just really liked how he had a way with flows and words. And when he was on his woke side, when he was talking about like issues that were addressed and affected people in the time where he was from. So that, I just liked how he just, you know, paints a picture and he told a story through it. Mm. And this song always gets me, you know, it's always a good vibe, especially like when you're driving around or when you're just in a good space. So I really enjoy the song, yeah.
Sweet. So we're going to be listening to Do For Love by Tupac. Enjoy.
This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, so that was Do For Love by Tupac, which Sadiq, who we have here today with us, chose as, because it's by an artist who's no longer alive. When did you first listen to this track? You said that your mum hated you listening to Tupac.
Yeah, she was very against me listening to hip-hop music in general. She kind of liked a lot of, I love it as well. That's where I kind of got my inspirations, like 80s, 70s, soul, and of course, like, indie as well. Like, but then when, I remember, when was this? I was like, maybe 7, 8. It's mad I remember this, but I was in the car, we were driving from London, because I'm from London, to Manchester for a family visit, and this song came up on the radio. I think we were listening to like some local radio station as we were passing through a city, and I just I don't know where it was, I think it was the bass line. It's such a simple bass line, and I just got hooked, and then of course I kind of delved into his stuff. But yeah.
Yeah. And what is it about Tupac then that made you want to like delve into his stuff?
So it's more, not necessarily about his music really, it's actually about how he was as a person, of course, besides the bad stuff. I think just how his ambition was just to empower people, you know, from his background and stuff. And I resonated with that because even though I'm not from the US, I'm not from California, I resonated with that through how, you know, it's a universal thing, like just different issues that people go through. And I just really liked it. It was a good message.
Yeah. And I feel like that's becoming more and more common now.
Yeah, it is.
But for when he was back in those days, it was very, very different.
That's the thing.
The scene that was going on.
And the funny thing is, this is like one of the first American artists I ever liked. Because I've always been a UK listener, like Grime, even like drum and bass, and like even back in the day, Jungle and all that stuff. That was kind of like my sound. So going into like when I eventually started listening to like Jay-Z's, all those mainstream guys, B.I.G., even though I really enjoyed them, Tupac really stood out to me. Just how he was like a very enigmatic character. Like he just was everywhere. And just, of course, all the crazy stuff he used to do, but I liked the message that he gave out, like love, happiness, unity, you know, uplifting, you know, your fellow man and stuff. I just really enjoyed that. But yeah.
And do you think the fact that he is, you know, dead, and that like his kind of whole history, do you think that helps you enjoy his music more?
Yeah, I think it's nicer when, okay, it's not nicer, but it's nice to look back at people's legacies as like almost like a story. So you look at it from their impact now, and then you go back, okay, cool, how did this start? And then you go back to, of course, their beginnings and how they came up and what made them, you know, and just looking through their life as if it's like a catalogue, and then eventually coming to now, the impact they've transcended and who they've inspired, and how you can hear their voices and their inspirations through other people. And I really like, especially like in music, how, especially in hip hop, how artists quote their other artists and songs and stuff. I really like that, because I would hear like a verse from, let's say, a B.I.G. song from, let's say, Skepta, and I'd be like, yo, that sounds pretty familiar, let me go back into that. And then you listen to that and you find a whole catalogue. It's kind of like sampling in its own right.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that. So yeah, it just keeps it, you know, music, it's funny, like even like something, even television and stuff, because the artist, because you can constantly watch it forever, they're still alive in a sense. So you can still constantly listen to them as if they're still here, even though they're not.
Yeah.
And I think that just makes it timeless. It's like you've like encapsulated a moment in life, like in time, and just kept that with you. So I just really enjoyed
that. I can't agree with you more. Like sometimes I find I get in moods where I just listen to only artists who are no longer here with us,
right?
And I think it's because like you said, like a story, like it's almost like they have the complete story there, and so you can decide where to go. Where as artists who are still releasing stuff now, sometimes you feel like you're right in the middle of the story and you don't know where it's going to go.
Exactly.
So it's like really cool that you can see the beginning and the end, right? Do you think, we're about to get really philosophical here.
Yeah, go on then. That's fine.
you think it is, are you able to appreciate a song completely separate from an artist? Or do you think an artist's history is always part of the song?
That's actually a really good question, because I was talking to one of my friends about this, about whether can you like differentiate or can you separate the artist from the music. And of course, when the artists in particular, they are not the best of characters, and can you still appreciate the music for what it is? I think really and truly you can't avoid it. You can try and you can really enjoy a piece of music for what it is. There's a lot of artists that I enjoy that I don't agree with what they do, but I really enjoy their music. But then I think also by you knowing their music, you can kind of get a glimpse of who they are. So most of the times artists, maybe they subconsciously like almost like present pieces of themselves that they may not really be open to speak about in person through their music subconsciously. So when a J. Cole releases a track and he's speaking about something, you can kind of be like, okay, cool, you kind of know the person even without knowing them. So when you, but at the same time, I think you should really be careful with, because let me not even name someone, but like some artists that I'll listen to and I'll be like, yeah, but you're not really, someone like, okay, Kanye, for example.
Yeah,
I was a really big Kanye fan growing up, but I'm not really for what he's saying right now, but I appreciate how through his music you can see how he's come. Even though I don't listen to stuff anymore, I can appreciate just like the journey, as I was, we were talking about. Yeah. But yeah, what do you think?
I think it's a really interesting topic at the moment, right? Because of, you know, with the whole documentaries that have recently come out about R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson as
but
well.
I feel like people still listen to Michael Jackson and just think, you know, these are a bit of bangers.
Yeah.
But I feel like people are so against listening to R. Kelly songs, even though they have very similar kind of history and all 100%. That kind of stuff. And it's interesting, where are we allowing somebody to be separate from their music? And
yeah.
It's interesting that Michael Jackson you can be a bit separate from, while R. Kelly you can't. Obviously, Tupac is a different kind of history.
Yeah.
Both of those two.
Yeah. No, but that's the thing. That's you're exactly right, because really and truly, I think it's just how close people resonate with artists. Oh, just like artists. Like, even for example, my parents, my mom, for example, even my dad, they were really big Michael Jackson fans. And when they watched the documentary, I was like, yo, listen, watch this. And I showed it to them and they watched it. They were like, we still like Michael Jackson. Even though, yeah, we get that's mad, but we can't stop listening to his music. We fell in love to this song. We got married to this song. We did, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But of course, our generation, we're kind of more aware of certain things. And that's why me personally, even though I'm a big fan of a lot of his music and I appreciate himself as an artist, I will take the initiative and not listen, or I'll be very touchy with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I just realized the complete irony of the two prompts that I've given you in the row of the one that we were just talking about an artist that's no longer alive, and then the next prompt that we gave you, which is a song that you'd play at your funeral.
Yeah,
I just realized the complete irony of that. I'm very sorry. But would you like to explain this next song, because I think it was a great choice?
Yeah. So the song I want to play at my funeral, or one of them, is Jay Huss's Buff Daddy. Even though the song is funny, because the song is kind of like, well, it's a dancehall song. It's a feel good like Afro dancehall vibe. I don't know, I just liked it. Just like the whole charisma, he comes on with it, and he's like, of course he's like flexing and stuff, but I just really enjoyed that. I'm like, yo, when I die, I don't want people to, even though it sounds cliche, I don't want people to moan. I want them to celebrate life. So I want my song to give them something to look forward to. Not forward to, my God, I'll be dead. But like something to like think about the good times they had with me. So yeah.
The good memories.
The good memories, yeah.
And the man them got it cracking again. 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 I know one thing for certain. You better keep your eyes peeled, I'm lurking. Cause I tore the city in Addison Lee. And if I pull up, then it's curtain. I ain't had a good night's sleep since God knows when. Keep your eyes peeled, I'm lurking. When you hear the bad line booming, you know the money had me riding brutal. Now they see me and say, boof daddy, boof daddy. Everywhere I go, they say, boof daddy, boof daddy. In the ends, I'm the boof daddy, boof daddy. You're done now, you're done now. Wounds, I'm tremendous. Dress code horrendous. Making six-figure moves, we got different agendas. This my house, don't wear your crepes on my carpet. Life of a misfit, broke forfeit. Four-figure outfit, three-course meal. I put my money where my mouth is. No two ways about it, let one doubt it. 20 in a mattress, couldn't match this. This is just practice. Oh, now I'm getting paid the dimension. They never used to pay no attention. Nowadays I hate the attention. Nah, let me be honest, I love it. Spend yesterday's profit and think nothing of it. I know one thing for certain. You better keep your eyes peeled, I'm lurking. Cause I tore the city in Addison Lee. And if I pull up, then it's curtain. I ain't had a good night's sleep since God knows when. Keep your eyes peeled, I'm lurking. When you hear the bad line booming, you know the money had me riding brutal. Now they see me and say, boof daddy, boof daddy. Everywhere I go, they say, boof daddy, boof daddy. In the ends, I'm the boof daddy, boof daddy. You're done now, you're done now. I'm the boof daddy, baby, take a look at me. And if this whip gets spun, they'll throw the book at me. And the man them got it cracking again. And the man them got it cracking again. Probation, I'm chilling overseas. Everything's different cause I'm free. Button down shirt, make your missus wanna pre. Don't worry, there's plenty more fishes in the sea. It's okay, my brother, no way they're badder. Dolce & Gabbana, man, I clean up nice. Make everybody spectate. I'm just playing chess with my best mate. Did you buy checkmate? I know one thing for certain. You better keep your eyes peeled, I'm lurking. Cause I tore the city in Addison Lee.
And if I pull up, then it's curtain. I ain't had a good night's sleep since God knows when. Keep your eyes peeled, I'm lurking. When you hear the bad line dreaming, you know the money had me riding brutal. Now they see me and say, boof daddy, boof daddy. Everywhere I go, they say, boof daddy, boof daddy. In the ends, I'm the boof daddy, boof daddy. You're done now, you're done now. And the man, I'm going cracking again. And the man, I'm going cracking again. And the man, I'm going cracking again. And the man, I'm going cracking again.
What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
So you were just listening to Buff Daddy by Jay Huss, yep. Which is a song that Sadiq chose to play at his funeral.
Yep.
So this isn't a particular normal funeral song to choose. And you were kind of talking about how you want people to be looking back and being happy at your funeral.
Yeah, celebration of life.
What do you expect?
You get me.
In your mind, what do you see your funeral being like?
It's funny because I'm Muslim, so Muslim funerals they're really quick. When someone passes away, they're buried. But I would want mine to be like a celebration of life. So, because as I was saying off air, like when music, people listen to music when, of course, they're in certain periods of their lives, and music feeds into your emotions. So, of course, if you're in a funeral, which is a kind of sad setting, it's very easy for the music to for you to play something that will feed that. And I would not want that. I would want it to be a celebration of life and looking at the good times. And I'm a very bubbly guy, so that song's kind of like, even his whole persona, like Jay Huss is a artist I really like as well, just his whole personality and stuff. And I just feel like, yeah, that's Sadiq, so why not? You know what I mean? Yeah. How about you? What would you pick?
I don't know. I feel like I would like a sad song. I just want everyone to be crying. I don't know.
Really?
I love a sad song, so I think that's my slight problem. Mm. But maybe that's because that's what I expect from a funeral. I expect it to be sad and crying.
For sure.
Do you expect something different from a funeral? Do you think the normal, mainstream stuff?
Yeah, I think it will be sad, but I don't know, because I've always, it's funny because I'm very aware of that of like death. I've never been afraid of it, so I've always, we've gone to death now, but I'm always about, like, so even when I tell my parents, I'm like, yo guys, or my siblings, I'm like, yo guys, I'm the oldest of three, so I'm like, guys, if I die, I want you to play this track, because because at the end of the day, the person really never dies, you know what I mean? So even though the music still lives, so if I play this song, you always listen to this song and remember the good times as compared to, I get what you mean, you can play a sad song or like, and really fit into it. The last song, maybe I'm giving a little snippet, like for example, like the 1975, one of their songs, Somebody Else, it's a very like mellow, sad, like love, like breakup song.
Yeah.
And even though I really love that song, I feel like in a funeral, my mum would lose herself, my dad would, it would be bad. I want them to listen to something that they would be like, yo, this is, it's good memories. Even though we're sad, we're happy.
And like, surely like the songs you play at your funeral are supposed to be representations of you. So I think it's a great thing to have like a bit of a bop like that.
Yeah.
A representation of you.
Yeah.
And my mum has always told me that she wants Into My Arms by Nick Cave at her funeral, which is like sad, sad time. So maybe that's why I expect from a funeral. I don't know.
No, I get you, yeah.
Yeah. We're about to go deep again.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a hunch on how you think you'll die?
Ooh. How I think I'll die.
Yeah.
I've had hunches of how I don't know, for me, I'm very paranoid.
Okay.
I don't do any drugs, I don't do anything. So I literally, it might just be a heart attack or something. I don't know. Eating too much. Something, I don't know. What do you think?
I feel like lots of people think they're gonna die young. I feel like everyone's like, yeah, I'm gonna be the one that dies young.
Yeah.
You know, like lots of people.
I think for me, it's like, I don't wanna, my goal is, okay, I don't mind dying young, but I would want to live long enough for me to be able to sustain myself. When it reaches a point where you can't really take care of yourself and it becomes sad, and I would not want to be a burden. Of course, yes, your parents are like, yes, we worked this hard, so we want us to take care of you. We want you to take care of us when you get older. But I would not want to be like a burden in that sense. I want people to remember the good times. So even if I, let's say I pass away at the age, God willing, I live healthy and all that stuff, but really and truly, I would not want to live to the point where I'm like, I can't even do certain things that, because it's also a pride thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm a guy, of course, we have huge pride. So I feel like How about, yeah, I feel that's a thing as well.
Yeah,
what do you
sure.
think?
Well, I was just thinking just then, a lot of celebrity funerals I think are a bit interesting because they don't play their own songs in it, which I don't understand why, but you know, obviously you're wanting to be music producer and all that kind of stuff. Would you ever play your own songs at your funeral?
I'll find like a creative old beats and just be like, yo guys, play these in the background.
You'll produce a particular song just for your funeral.
You get me? I'm probably gonna make that tonight, literally, why not? Literally, because like, yeah man,
I'm glad I can be part of that inspiration. All right, let's move on to our next song, which is kind of moving away from this sad death kind of vibe that we were at for a bit. I'm sorry about that. To a song that you are loving right now. Would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, this is Gold Link, Fall in Love, produced by Kaytranada as well. It's a really, I like this song. It's a real, I listened to Gold, I went to go see Gold Link last weekend in Manchester.
Birmingham.
And I just really like how he kind of does his music. He's very like abstract with it. He raps, but he's a poet as well. So he would rhyme on a song very differently to how you would expect him to. And his vibe is really like, it's almost like he's a character. He's a persona. Every song he takes up a role. So at one song he can be some baller, and the next song he can be a guy that's going through breakup, and the next song he can be a young kid navigating through life. Like, I really like how he does that. So
it's really impressive. All right, so now we're gonna listen to Fall in Love by Gold Link.
Communicating, but I get that from my mama. It's a jungle of gorillas. Why you f*** with them? The corners? I'm a Zulu Nation rapper. Get the hammer like your honor. Keep it moving for my partners. Ain't no hooving in me. Casa ain't no hooping. She just bouncing at the juice. But I'm Fanta. Got the juice. And then I lost it. I put two in my deposit last week. But I made that cat weed. Fact sheet. Hey, do not fall in love with the new rap sheet. Hey, you know I'm just out here really trying to pass me. Hey, young Cicero, keep that nasty. Hey, I don't know about them, but I do love. This right here, it's that group love. Hey, Tom, what happened to love?
Fall in love, ooh, ooh, fall in love. Wish I never did it. I don't wanna love, love. Fall in love, ooh, ooh, fall in love. Wish I never did it. I don't wanna love,
is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, welcome back to Castaway Cassettes, your weekly interview show where we talk to different guests about six tracks that help shape their music taste. This week we have Sadiq, and we just listened to Fall in Love by Gold Link, which is a song that he is loving right now.
Yep.
So what is it about the song that makes you appreciate it so much?
I think the song kind of, even though it sounds very cheesy, it encapsulates like the initial vibe, like the initial vibes of when you're initially getting falling in love with someone. It kind of like, just the way, it's almost like a celebration, the song itself, and the whole, like, the percussion elements and how just the whole, it just works. And I really liked how, I like how he's very, as I said before, like, very unorthodox with how he raps, because he's a rapper, but he doesn't, he calls himself an artist, of course, because he doesn't really conform to, like, the regular forms of rap music. He just does his own thing and tells stories and says stuff, sometimes says some crazy stuff, and I just like how he does that. He's really artsy with it, and even when you see him live, you can tell that he has a concept behind everything he does. So yeah, I really liked it.
Do you think a concept is important for a good song?
I think it is. I think it's massively important. I think an artist concept as a whole, not even just as a song or like a project, but just like the artist itself, is really important. And I'm not even saying just them, for them to deviate from who they are really, but just like something that they can be recognized and like known for. Any artist that you can look back to, any band that you really resonate with, have like a look or like a sound or like a vibe through their artwork or through their music, through their dress sense. And I feel like it's really important to have some sort of like different, especially especially nowadays where the music industry is saturated. Every day there's someone else, everyone's trying to do it. I'm here telling you, I'm a producer, like, everyone's really trying to do something. Like, I feel it's really good to have some sort of uniqueness to yourself, that even though you're maybe in the same industry and same type of music, you kind of, you know, deviates you from everyone else.
Would you say that uniqueness is more important than, like, I don't know, good music or even like lyrics?
Uniqueness in regards to the type of music?
Yeah.
I think, okay, good music is really subjective, I feel.
Yeah.
Because really and truly, my little brother's showing me some these new rappers and I'm not really enjoying it. And he's showing me, and I'm showing him, yo, this is good music. Like, no, that's garbage. I'm showing him, like, and really and truly, I feel, it just varies. Of course, if you go into like the technical, if what sounds good, if it's mixed well, if the right sound choice is, fair enough. But if it's like, right now, I feel music is in a place where, like, holistically, where people are willing to experiment and try new stuff, and people just combine different musics and tastes and genres together into one. I think even the idea of genre is something that will eventually die out, because it's really difficult. Because when you go on, like, that's why if you go on like an Apple Music or Spotify and you go on like categories of genres and you listen to some of the songs, I'm like, yo, this is not that. This is completely different. This is something else. And you know, I feel like, yeah, music is really, it's different. I think it's subjective, and it shouldn't be pigeonholed into one thing.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I think it's really interesting because we've had a couple of guests on so far who are who had shows on URN After Dark shows where they're specifically a genre. We had Celeste, who does kind of shoegaze, and we've had Dom and Rue from Small Hours, who do folk. And I find it interesting that your show with the Honest Playlist, it was, I would say, more cross-genre than that.
Yeah, it is.
And how did you find kind of having this show that wasn't necessarily pinpointed to a genre?
Yeah. I found it gave me more freedom, because if I felt a song that week, I could play it and I could be like, yo, this is why I like it. Because the idea of my show, The Honest Playlist, was I'm playing stuff that I honestly enjoy and I honestly like, and that it's genre bending, and it's from the internet. So literally places where it might not necessarily have emerged on the radio, or you might not know about it, but then, like, this is people you should watch out. Funny enough, I remember on the demo, when I was demoing for the show with Rory, I played, what did I play? I think I played Daniel Caesar, Japanese Denim, actually. And it was just before, just when he was like blowing up, and I was like, yo, this is something that's gonna be crazy. Because I found Daniel Caesar on SoundCloud, funny enough, from a producer that I like online called Swam, some French producer. And I was like, yo, who's this Daniel Caesar guy? And I looked into him, and I think that's, you know, it's nice having that freedom to do that. But I feel like, because sometimes when you pigeonhole yourself to a particular genre, you might get kind of bored with it, even though it's your favorite genre. I wouldn't want to listen to R&B 24/7 or hip hop 24/7 or soul 24/7, you know what I mean? Like, it's nice to have that, you know, like freedom with it.
Mix and stuff like that. Yeah. So you said that you found the Daniel Caesar song through SoundCloud. How did you find The Fall in Love by Goldlink? How did you find that song?
I found Goldlink through SoundCloud as well. Nice. 2013 is when I found him. Funny enough, there were these Cosmic Midnight, there were these three Australian experimental electronic artists. They made like a remix of his song, and it just had so much, there was so much happening in it. It just mixed different sounds, and I really liked it. And his voice, like, how it's very distinctive. And I just really enjoyed his whole vibe. I was like, yo, what is this? And I just, of course, splurged into his stuff. That's the thing I like about, like, these online blogs. Okay, even though, like, SoundCloud now is kind of more corporate than it used to be, I really enjoy how you can literally just find something. out of nowhere that you could have never listened to,
yeah,
and then fall in love with it, you know what,
yeah,
I mean,
like, and then it allows you to branch onto artists like Gold Link.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
We're running out of time, so we have to move on to our last track, which is a song that you think others would be surprised to know that you love.
Maybe, yeah, I think so.
So would you like to introduce this song?
Yeah, this is the 1975 Somebody Else.
So I heard you found someone.
What's the song that everyone needs to hear? Or the song that reminds you of that person you'd rather forget? On Castaway Cassettes, guests share the music that has influenced their lives. This is Castaway Cassettes.
All right, so that was the 1975 Somebody Else, and you chose the song Sadiq because you said it's a song that you'd be surprised that people will be surprised that you like. Why do you think people will be surprised that you like the 1975 and the song in particular?
Yeah, but for me, literally, like, people who really know me would probably be like, okay, cool, that makes sense. But I just like how different they are with it, with this project in particular. I really liked how they did that. Of course, I'm not really a fan of what they're doing now, but I just really enjoy, like, how just the vibe of the song. It's really simple. Like, his lyrics, it literally is like, he's just repeating the same thing. But I think it fed into a time when it came out. I think I was going through something and I was like, oh, this really feeds into that. And then, yeah, I just really liked it.
Yeah. Mm. And do you have to be in a particular mood? Because you said that you think that songs really do push on a mood and make you feel even more in that way. Do you have to be in a particular mood to listen to this song?
Yeah, 100%. Literally, especially now with the grey days, it really helps. But then I think of course I have the songs that I listen to regardless, or but for me, because I'm so everyone loves music, but I'm really in tuned with how music plays with emotion. So when I want to feel good, I want to feel happy, I'm getting ready to start the day, it's a good day, I woke up well, I'll play something that uplifts me or like inspires or like just hypes me up. But at the same time, if I'm studying, I'll listen to some chill hop because I know that I'll kind of, you know, just open up my mind and just, you know, it's something simple and it's just in the background and you can really work. I think it's really important to, because I have friends who just listen to the same thing non-stop regardless of what they're feeling, and I'm like, yo, this is getting boring. I don't like, I might have liked this at one point, but switch it up a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and like the fact that music can completely change your mood, I think, is the amazing power of music.
That's the thing.
Right, so that sadly brings us to the end of Castaway Cassettes. Thank you so much for listening, and Sadiq, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today. It's been so great.
Thank you very much, I've really enjoyed it.
Have a cheeky follow of Sadiq on his Instagram and keep up with his amazing journalist opinions with his Instagram at Sadiq the Honest.
Yep.
Love it. And as always, you can get in contact with URN on Twitter and Facebook at URN1350 and on our website www.urn1350.net. Thank you so much for listening and joining us with this term's Castaway Cassettes. We'll be back after Christmas for more guests and more insights into the music scene here at Nottingham. You can catch up on all this term's Castaway Cassettes on Spotify and Audioboom. Have a great weekend, guys, and thank you so much, Sadiq, again.
Thank you.
All right.